In the name of God, hello. I hope you're doing well and feeling great. We are here with another educational podcast, this time on the topic of correct and incorrect information and how people make decisions based on this information. Many times, when I look back at my own decisions or those of others, I observe what happens when someone begins to make a decision. This process occurs in different situations, whether it's buying a product, deciding to work with someone, whether they're an employee or an employer, or even in matters like marriage and relationships. These decisions are certainly ones you also face in your life. Certain unique events make particular ideas stick in your mind, often due to memories that form. Let me share a memory from someone influential who once said, "I remember many years ago, about 10 years back, I wanted to buy a Peugeot. I had never owned a car before, though I had driven my father's. The first car I bought for myself was the Peugeot, which I managed to purchase with my own money. Before buying it, I did a lot of research to see what car I could get with my budget. I remember checking websites at the time and reading through comments. What I saw on the streets about the Peugeot and what I read online were very different. Online, people were saying, 'It's too expensive, don't buy it, wait for the price to drop.' Someone else said, 'Nothing gets cheaper in this country. You're crazy to buy this junk at this price.' And similar comments. These kinds of comments still exist today. History repeats itself, you know? You can see the same pattern in various areas. When they wanted to buy a Volvo, there were similar comments. Who would buy this Beetle? Even though Volvo was considered the top car in the country at that point and everyone admired it, even comparing it to BMW, yet people still had negative opinions about the best brand. What's the most luxurious mobile phone in the world today? Vertu, or whatever it may be. And yet, you'll still find people saying, 'It's not worth it. I wouldn't even buy it for $1. Even if it's for free, I wouldn't take it.' Unfortunately, many people, many customers, base their beliefs on what others say, assuming anyone giving an opinion is an expert. These days, we see this a lot on social media. Anyone with a microphone in front of them, looking like they're in a radio studio, start talking and filming themselves. Amateurs think they must be an expert if they have a microphone. The camera angle makes it look like there are 100 of people in front of them. But in reality, no one is there. Professionals understand this and realize there is no audience, but the person is pretending as if hundreds are listening to them. My main point today is about this very issue. Negative comments are often from people who have no real experience. I remember reading comments about the Peugeot, where someone said, "You're never even driven it. How can you have an opinion?" When it came to the Volvo or BMW, the same thing happened. How can someone pass judgment on foreign cars when they've only ever driven domestic ones? You go online, see a few people saying something is bad, and these individuals, neither their photos nor their age or gender are clear, using fake names like Alibaba or Lucy123. How am I supposed to know if this is a 10-year-old kid or a professional car expert everyone trusts? I thought about this for a while and said to myself, how do people form their opinions? the people who had genuinely used these systems at the time had more rational comments, saying things like, with this budget, this is the best option. They acknowledged that better cars existed, but said, with more money, you can get a better car, of course, but with this budget, this is the best you can get. Website owners love it when people leave comments because it increases traffic to their website, bringing more visitors and discussions, even if the information and all the topics being said is incorrect. Unfortunately, for many site owners, the content doesn't matter at all. They think that as long as they can generate traffic, it's enough, it's good. Even if people leave negative comments, they don't mind because it creates engagement. This engagement increases the site's traffic, and they believe more customers will be attracted to their website. Recently, many car owners have warned website owners in different countries to shut down their comment sections altogether, preventing people from sharing opinions about cars. A few low-quality sites still allow comments, but it's important to know that many reputable websites have closed their comment sections because they understand that people often post irrelevant opinions. On some websites, you might even see and notice saying, the information here isn't reliable. Check for yourself, either by phone or in person. They advise people not to seek the truth online because it's filled with false information, advertisements, and exaggerations. To discover the truth, you need to go in person. Go see things for yourself and then make your decision. Get to know everything thoroughly before you decide if you want it or you don't. When you do it, it won't matter if thousands of websites claim that something is worthless. If you base your decisions on other people's opinions, you won't be able to live a good life. Decision-making is a personal choice. Sometimes you make choices for yourself, and other times others make them for you. If others are influencing your decisions, you need to figure out who they are. Are they successful or not? Are they real, trustworthy people, or are they anonymous and unreliable? Did they achieve success through hard work or through strange connections, shortcuts, or massive loans? If you want to succeed by following someone's lead, make sure they achieve success through their efforts, not through privileges. Make smart choices if you want to succeed. If others are setting the path for you, ask yourself, have they walked this path themselves? Or are they only suggesting it? Because they'll benefit from you following it. It can be difficult to figure this out online. That's why, dear friends, always go in person. If someone claims to run a big company, tell them you want to meet in person to see for yourself and get the facts. The problem with relying on online information is that people often change their minds based on one random comment, even after they've already done through research and found everything to be fine. Suddenly, they read a comment like, that car looks like a Beetle, and they start to doubt their decision. After doing all that research, seeing everything in person, and confirming the facts, one silly comment can throw them off. How many people have ruined their lives because of false information? How many lives have been destroyed by poor decisions? My dear friends, be careful. I cannot stress this enough. Don't let these things influence your life. You might go to buy something and after researching, pick a phone that everyone recommends. Then someone comes along and says, that phone is terrible. I dropped mine and it broke. Or my friend had it and it didn't work well. With just a few careless words, they easily change your opinion. Why? Because many of you lack consistency and stability in your thinking. Don't let anyone plant a negative belief in your mind in under 5 seconds. Don't let yourself later regret and say, I wish I had listened to this advice 4 years ago, or I wish I had taken business seriously 3 years ago. My dear friends, stop saying I wish to us. We've heard countless regrets like, I wish I had started with you 2 years ago, or I wish I had known about you sooner. Enough of these I wish stories. Don't let yourself reach a point where a year from now, you come back and say, I wish I had done what you told me. I'm telling you right now, either trust what we say at Auto Branding or don't. Make up your mind. If you trust us, then move ahead with all your energy, because your competitors are moving too. If you move slowly, your competitors will pass you and traffic will build up, making it harder and more tiring to reach your destination. For years, we've been telling you to get into business and take it seriously. It's been 10 years now, and those who didn't take it seriously are still where they were, just regular employees. They've had 10 years of opportunity to solve their financial problems, but they couldn't because back then they dismissed what we were saying. I remember when people used to say, no one's going to buy online. I told them, friends, move toward the internet. I gave reasons and explained that people like convenience and the internet is a comfortable space for shopping. Some believed in this and today they are successful business owners with global exports, running businesses for themselves and creating opportunities for others as well. But many didn't take it seriously. They rejected it, saying, no way, nobody is going to buy online. It's all a scam. So you rejected the idea. What happened then? Did you create a better life by rejecting it? My dear friends, have consistency in your thinking. Know that people's latest opinions can heavily influence your customers. A customer might be ready to buy, but suddenly someone says, oh, I bought from this person once and it wasn't good. Instantly, all their prior research gets wiped out and they say, I guess I'll have to think again. You spend a year researching and then one negative comment makes you want to spend another year rethinking it? This happens because of a lack of consistency. Even if hundreds of people say they've worked with you and are satisfied, one person can come along and destroy all of that. You have to understand that the power of negativity is much stronger. Destruction is far easier than creation. Building a tower, a house, or a car takes time, but destroying it can happen in seconds. Creation requires effort, but destruction costs nothing. Becoming a good person or even a famous, respected individual can easily be undone. Why do you think it's so difficult? All that fame can disappear in seconds. You need to deeply understand the product or service you're working with so that when a few uninformed people make comments, they won't affect your decisions. A child, a 10-year-old can sway the decision of a 40-year-old. A child might give a meaningless, unprofessional opinion, spreading wrong beliefs, inexperience, and immaturity. When I say 10-year-old, I don't mean literal age. I mean someone who, despite being 50, might have the mental capacity of a child. They've never driven a decent car in their life, yet they believe that cars aren't worth spending money on. And you want to consult with this person about growing your life? I really don't understand that. I can't digest it, but you shouldn't be like that. Know that most people are like this, which makes negotiating with these types very difficult. Yes, it's very hard. First, build yourself a strong, reputable brand. Know that even if you become as respected as Mercedes, there will still be ignorant people who speak poorly of you. There will still be those who say it's not worth it. Understand that it's natural. You can't expect everyone to give you 100% positive feedback. It won't happen. Pay close attention. You need to understand and master certain principles in your business and manage accordingly. Remember, a customer's opinion can change in an instant. You may have learned that customers' views can be swayed quickly. Many of you say, we spoke with the customer and they accepted everything. But then, when you try to finalize the deal the next day, they don't respond. Why? Don't they see that you're calling them? Don't they see the missed calls on their phone? Why aren't they picking up? Are they too busy? Has their interest waned? Why don't they get back to you? Why do you need to keep following up only to have them ignore you again? Do they think it's just a matter of chance? I believe it's intentional. Otherwise, it's negligence. If they claim they forgot, fine, call them again. If they still don't respond, then it's intentional. Why? Did you do something wrong? Is it that others have given negative feedback about you and they can't tell you directly? Why can't they be straightforward? It's because you've invested so much time with them. It feels unfair for them to be direct. They may have some understanding that they're speaking bad of you behind your back. Even if you have proof that someone is bad-mouthing you, they might still deny it. They might say, it's not possible. And when you present evidence, they might say, sorry, I wasn't paying attention. So, understand that they easily deny things. My dear friends, don't be like this. My message is for you. I don't have a platform to speak to everyone, only to my traders, to my representatives, to our members. Be attentive to your decision making and judgments. As the saying goes, some people can only see the tip of their nose. Please look beyond that, okay? Don't be like those who only see the tip of their nose. Elevate your perspective, see the bigger picture, and look toward the future. I hope today's discussion has been helpful for you, and learn from these experiences and build a better life for yourself and those around you. I wish you the best. Have a lovely time. Goodbye.